Welcome to Women in Electronics, the only show that empowers, develops, advocates, and celebrates the accomplishments and advancement of women in the electronics industry. With your host, Jackie Maddox.
Well, here we are again with Women in Electronics, leader in Highlight Radio Program. I'm just, you know, what a treat today to be here again with Steve Cholas. Thanks for being here again, Steve.
Oh, it's so nice. More than welcome. Yes. Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Nice way to start the day. So we had talked last time about your journey in the electronic component industry, about digital transformation, and we kind of started touching on creativity and what needs to happen moving forward with our leaders recognizing this digital transformation world. There's so much to this, but I thought, you know, it's somebody dynamic who would see this need, get into it early on. I'll just turn it over to you. You mentioned passion and how passionate you are about what you do. I am too. I get that way when I talk about women electronics, so I get you.
You should. You should.
Yes, I love passionate people, yeah. But what is it that makes you passionate about what you're doing?
Well, I'm not an introvert. That's number one. So if I'm going to be who I am, you know, I was lucky enough, you know, to be part of this industry, and it allowed me to engage. And I think it's all about engagement into what you want to do, what you want to do. And that's not an easy question, you know, that we ask ourselves, what do I want to do? I want to do what I'm doing. This is freaking great for me, right? Every bit of it, you know, whatever it's been since 1984, being in this business, I have never had a boring down, you know, lengthy period. The excitement of this business, you know, is just because there's so much to learn, you know, and there's so much to do, and it's dynamic, it's evolutionary constantly. And, you know, if I think about it, what it really dawned on me was, you know, what makes it so cool is that if you're outside of this, my wife, for example, right? So been married a lot of years. She's been with me through all of this. And she does not, you know, really care or have the time to pay attention to technology at all. But for her to want to listen to what I learn every month, let's just say month, because I can't, I'll bore her to death if I do it every day. But conversationally, we can bridge and connect, right? Because everything you do every day, I've seen started to develop years prior to you getting it, right? And how do you not get excited by being part of things that people you will hopefully use to change their lives, but you're part of it before it's even into a market for adoption? And I don't care what industry you're in. If you have an opportunity to be part of that and affect it and learn from it, how do you not really enjoy what you're doing, right? You know, and you got to keep that going, right? And I think now we're into another evolutionary change, right? Digital. It's not that it's new, but what we've learned where it has to go, that's what's new. You know, we can't debate it anymore.
Right. Well, I appreciate that because I also am passionate about this industry because I remember being a rep and working on designs for electric cars that now seeing, you know, it's really
right?
exciting.
How cool is that?
It's very cool. Oh. And then all the things that our current engineers and companies are working on that are influencing our globe moving forward, that is exciting to me because we're having a direct impact on the world, on people's lives and the quality of life. So to me, medical advancements, all kinds of advancements in the world, it starts and stops right here in this industry. So
it
to
does.
Be a part of it is absolutely amazing. So I feel like that's part of what I get passionate about too, and talking to leaders like yourself who have been in the industry for so long and can help influence all that future innovation is what excites me. And also having that conversation about the young people coming in, capturing them and making sure that we're retaining them as we move forward, you know, in the industry.
Yeah, that's a good point about young people coming in. Are we cool enough and sexy enough for them? Right. I mean, that's the question, right? Everybody wants to go work, you know, and I've got my own younger ones and watch where they both went. But holy moly, you know, if this, there's not, the perception is this is not a very exciting industry. Unless you're in it.
Right.
But you got to get people in it, right? So, and I think we are starting and have made a lot of headway, right? You know, in attracting, you know, younger people to invest their time, right? Now, with that being said, it is not a immediate flow of engineers, design engineers, and then supply chain. Mm-hmm. It's way beyond that. And I think that's where we kind of lose, you know, I think focus a lot of times. Mm-hmm. I know I'm going to bounce around a little bit, but this industry has transformed itself where people that are buying and designing stuff that we're going to use, right? It is a completely different ecosystem that they're operating with than what it was 10, 15, 20 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. The talent set that you need to play in that is completely different,
right?
And I don't see us building enough momentum outside of purchasing, supply chain, if you will, and engineering. Because this world, yes, that's where a lot of things get built and bought, if you will, but the influence around that, the ecosystem, is much, much broader than it's ever been, right? And that speaks to leadership, right? When companies want to transform themselves digitally, if you will, if you didn't come from that world initially, and you're sitting in the round at the age of, say, 50 to 60 in that age, because, you know, we don't have a lot of 40-year-old CEOs or C-suites, if you will, right? But you didn't grow in that business. And if you didn't grow in the business digitally throughout that path, you're not going to know what to do to transform yourself. And I had a chance to see all that, you know, in media. We were held accountable. Media is held accountable when Jackie Inc., buys an ad from me, a banner, if you will, back in the day, you need to have something happen. If it doesn't happen, then either you're wrong or I'm wrong.
Right.
Right? Well, now we understand because of data, intelligence, the analytical platforms that we have at our disposal, we now know where we can move the needle more effectively when I spend a dollar or invest a dollar.
Yep.
That's the gap, I think, that is unfulfilled. We talk a lot about data scientists, people that can take the data bits from all of these platforms that we utilize today and make sense of that and transform that immediately into an actionable discussion or implementation. Who's going to do that? Who's taking all that business intelligence and all those data points and distilling it down to, hey, Jackie, here's the truth. Here's what's happening. We got to go. We got to go.
Yep.
We got to do this. We got to do that.
Yep.
That data is exponentially growing, and it's got to be distilled down to actionable items. And there's not enough people within the companies, distributors, component manufacturers, to do that.
I agree with you
adequately.
100%. And I think the best place to utilize that data in our industry, if we talk about innovation, is NPI. What are our manufacturers using this data to know what technology the end user is wanting versus just putting it out there and then trying to customize it later? So to me, NPI is one of the best uses of this data that we could possibly be doing right now. But I also want to talk to you because, you know, in order to go through all these stages of our industry, in order to evolve and change, there's so much even personal transformation. There's so much personal work we have to do to constantly be changing ourselves to grow into the future, which is also very hard, which leads me to my question about mentorship, because I'm always harping on this with mentorship. I personally don't believe that enough of our, especially the female leaders, really understand the importance of mentorship and even sponsorship. We've had that conversation before too. I just want to turn it over to you to ask you, from the evolution of your career, who are your mentors? How has that helped you? And what message do you have to say about that?
That's a great question. Okay. Back to when my early entry into this world of electronics, I was fortunate to be with a very innovative company, CMP, which took no hostages, took no prisoners. It was roll and go with a lot of talented, educated people, all under the age of 40 for the most part at that time. and ran by a man and woman. And the staffing of the company was equally balanced. I didn't know any different. So I started out the door at the get-go. You know, my earlier bosses, if you will, were women. You know, I had to learn. They happened to be very good teachers, mm-hmm. right? I say that because, you know, I don't hold any bias to anything and anybody. I just don't. I try to be as forgiving as I possibly can be, right? Mm-hmm. And I think if you're going to do that, you got to get out of your own head in the bias and what have you. So with that being said, you know, I need to learn the business. So as time went on, I established a lot of mentors, teachers, champions, whatever you want to call it. I've had a few, and it's been a fair mix. I think the first 20 years, and when I was in the media side of the business, I think that was pretty well balanced. You know, Peggy Conlon is a name that comes to mind. Mm-hmm. She ended up running the ad council for the United States.
Wow.
Right? I mean, Peggy was awesome. I learned a lot from her. You know, I think I've mentioned a couple names in the past. Lisa McIntyre, I've mentioned to you a couple times. You know, she runs, you know, the channel company.
Mm-hmm.
I learned a lot from Lisa, you know, about different aspects of the industry. I can go on, you know, there's several, you know, women that, and I'm mentioning women because it's the first to come to mind, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. You know, on the men's side, you know, I probably have an equal balance learning from them, you know, I hate to mention names always, but you know, it's, you got people that you listen to,
mm-hmm.
you follow, and you try to find a relationship, you know, and establish that. And it's both personal and professional. And I think we in this business can have found a pretty good mix between professional and the personal side in establishing. But I see people needing champions within an org. You need somebody that's going to sit at the table on your behalf,
yep.
and be willing to take a bullet or two.
Yep.
And that doesn't happen enough. It's worse if you're a woman. Doesn't happen as much. I mean, I mean, we're talking truth. So
right.
It is what it is. But that's changing. It is changing.
We actually had our most recent chapter meeting about this whole subject is mentors, but also sponsors, somebody who will kind of mm-hmm. work on your behalf behind the scenes. But you have to establish your credibility for that.
You do.
And I do appreciate you being here because a form of doing these podcasts, it's not just a talk. It's to provide a form of indirect mentorship. There's a lot of people who can't get to you or say some of our top leaders in the industry. Unfortunately, they don't realize if they reached out, many of you would love to reach back out and mentor them because I'm finding our top leaders want to be mentors. So this is a form of indirect mentorship, listening to these programs, mm-hmm. listening to the journeys, listening to the career strategy tips that are provided are very useful. That's one of the reasons we do this program. Appreciate someone like you being on the program today.
Oh.
It's been really fun having you.
I enjoy this kind of thing always, right? So, you know, anytime you need me, anytime. And, you know, anybody wants to reach out to me, you know, they know how to find me here.
Well, how do they find you? So if somebody's listening, they want to say, you know what, Steve, I want to give you a call. I'm interested in your what you provide for your services in the industry, or I just need some mentorship.
Sure,
how do they get in touch with you?
Well, I'll give you my email address. I don't mind that. Steve@BigZeta.com. Send me an email. I'm pretty good about responding within 24 hours at the latest. So, and then once we connect, you know, we can keep things going. I'm very diligent about that.
Yeah.
And lots of things I could try to help with, whatever you may see.
Yes.
That you need help with, especially transforming digitally as your company on a website. That's what we're about. And we kind of get this business because we all grew up in it.
Well, so. Nice to have somebody in the business who's specialized in the industry.
Yes.
Steve, you have been very useful and helpful for me as well, connecting me with all kinds of people. You're very connected. So I just want to say thank you for being here.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you for your journey in the industry and appreciate your leadership. Appreciate what you've done for our industry. And it's been very nice having you today.
Well, let's all go do good things.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
Cheers.
You've been listening to another episode of Women in Electronics right here in Orange County's only community radio station, octalkradio.net.